So because you heard them like that from Arabs, and you didn't change them, you didn't do any istilah on them, that is how you use those ones we are giving you here. Hence, it's very, very much important you memorize them and know them. So, for the muthanna mudhakkar, muthanna mudhakkar. When we say muthanna mudhakkar, you can translate it now by yourself. Muthanna mudhakkar, masculine dual. For masculine dual, we have dhanika. So, giving an example of dhanika now, let's bring down our bait again. Our baitu, when we want to make it dual, we will say baitani, because it's a noun, it's a nominal noun. So it's not a pronoun or something else. So it's a noun. It can undergo this, our structure. We put alif and nun to the end to give us baitani. And we'll say dhanika baitani. Dhanika baitani. Dhanika baitani. See? You translate it now in English to be those. Something you say. These. THESE. These are two houses. These are two houses. Now, again, when we go for muthanna mu'annas, muthanna mu'annas, muthanna mu'annas, now will not give you feminine dual. Break down your sayara. You say tanika, because our muthanna is tanika sayarotani. Tanika sayarotani. These are two cars. These are two cars. So now we go to the jamu. Al-jam'u. Al-jam'u, which is plural. For the muzakkar, you have ha'u la'i. Ha'u la'i. For the mu'annas, you have ula'ika. Ula'ika. So we'll take down our bait again. We will now come to jam'u. Our bait will now turn to buyut. This is one thing you now have to hold. I made mention of it in our last class, and I want to make mention of it here again. When you are pluralizing a masculine word that is an object, what we mean by an object is just an ordinary translation of an object, not when we are talking about verb, object, and subject now. An object, something that does not have sense, something that is not a human, e.g., a purse, a plate, a spoon, a ball. These are objects. So when you are talking about objects, a house, these are objects because they don't have sense. When you are talking about things that don't move, immovable objects, things that cannot move on their own, or let's say if something take them out of their position. If you're talking about those things, you don't use the jamu that is for asma'ul ishara. You don't use ha'ula'i. The same way, when I gave you asma wal ishara lil qareeb for close object and humans, when I get to the last part, I told you that if you check your last part, I told you that for muzakkar we have haza, hazani, haulai, and hazihi. I give you hazihi.
Why did I give you hazihi? I give you hazihi because hazihi is what is mostly used in this aspect. Because hazihi is used there and haula is also used there, it now shows you that there is a difference in usage. Haula is used for humans, why hazihi is used for non-humans. So in this aspect, we use haula also. When we use haula for humans, we use tilka. Tilka, that is for feminine, we use it for objects. We use it for objects. Don't forget, this tilka is the singular illustrative pronoun for feminine. It's the singular illustrative pronoun for feminine. Tilka, tilka sayyaratun, if you can go back and see it. So the same tilka come here, just the same way hazihi, which was the singular for illustrative pronoun for closed object for feminine, and it is also act upon, it also acts as the plural for objects that does not have sense. That is how you use it here again. So in the last sentence, I gave you hazihi sonadiq in our last class, hazihi sonadiq. I gave you hazihi sonadiq. These are boxes. I gave you those. These are boxes. I use hazihi because boxes are objects. They don't have life. They don't have life. So I now say haula'i muslimun. These are Muslims. These are Muslims. So you can see from here that Muslims are humans. So since humans are Muslims, you cannot use hazihi for humans there. You use haula'i. Same thing apply here. Now we come back to see haula'i. Haula'i, you use it for humans. If you want to use it for humans, now we say haula'i. Haula'i rijal. Haula'i rijal. Those are men. Those are men. Then if you want to use bait now, because we want to use bait, because we have been using bait, we cannot use haula, we will not say tilka buyut. Tilka buyutun. Those are houses. If you go back to the Quran, Allah said, "Watilka buyutuhum khawiyatun bima zalamu." Watilka buyutuhum. So buyut is a masculine word, but when you now want to pluralize a masculine word that is an object, it is now incumbent upon you to use a feminine singular illustrative pronoun when you are illustrating. You don't use the plural masculine illustrative pronoun. Rather, you use the feminine singular illustrative pronoun, either for closed object or for far object, according to how the things are to you. It's simple. So this ulaika is used also. Sorry. Take this, please. You don't use ha ulai here. You use ulaika. Sorry, ulaika, not ha ulai. Ulaika. Ulaika. Ulaika, not ha ulai. Use ulaika. Very sorry about that. Just get to remember. So use ulaika. This ulaika is also used for feminine. It's also used for feminine. And another one for feminine can also be use ulaika for both. Ulaika as the jam'u for this and this. So tilka is just as a substitute when it's something that does not have
senses. So here, you come back again. The same tilka that you use here also applies. You can also use it because there is a principle that in Arabic that is saying that every plural that is an object that is not sensible, that is not human, if you are pluralizing that word, being it masculine or feminine, once pluralized, it becomes a feminine noun. So that is why you pluralize buyut, tilka buyut. So you can still use it to substitute here. And then for the examples we have here, we'll say ulaika labinzi sayarat. We'll say tilka sayarat. Tilka sayarat. Don't forget, I gave you the table of how to make your plural, your singular, and your dual. So sayarat, ulaika sayaratu, sayaratu. Now, those are cars. Those are cars. So, if you now want to use ulaika here, you say ulaika. Nisa. Ulaika nisa. Ulaika nisa. Why do you say ulaika nisa? There isn't ulaika nisa because nisa is girls. So girls are humans and they are sensible. So we say those are girls. Those are girls. So in a nutshell, this is what we have in Asma'ul Ishara Lil Ba'id. For the Muzakkar, we have Valika, Vanika for two, Ulaika and Tilka. For the Mu'annas, we have Tilka, Tanika, Ulaika and Tilka. Just the same way. So in a nutshell, these are illustrative pronouns for far objects. For far objects. Illustrative pronouns for far objects. So we'll stop here. And inshallah, in our next class, we'll now try to come back to where we stop in our Ajrumiya, and then we'll pick it from there. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Wa ala ahu badir min your brother, Ta'asi al-Fatih Abdul Qadir. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.